Okay, I think you're gone. Well, hey everybody, I just got to, let me check this, this volume's not right. I don't know what's going on here. Let me see. Okay, I guess it's good. Alright, I think that's better. Okay. I was just listening to, I guess it was on video, but from Power 105, they were having an interview with TLC minus the other member that passed away. Rest in peace, Left Eye. You know, the two remaining members of the group, I must want to apologize not knowing, really knowing the group. I watched the interview because just wanted to just get say a better understanding of that group and what they were about, what you know, kind of individuals they were, and their kind of some of their perspective of the business. And it seems that they were really, in the business, they were, you know, trying to be the best musicians that, you know, they could be, you know, entertaining as well, real true to the art form. I know they talked about how they were so young in the industry, and how they were actually blessed to be, you know, in the industry. What they say, like 20 some years, 22 years or something like that. And I mean, that's saying something. And you know, I look at how they were, at least one, I'm trying to remember. I can't remember the names of all of them, but you know, they look at the business as saying that, you know, we're going to survive. It seemed like that is one of the things that they you know, wanted to continue to make music. And you know, they may mention, and I'm not sure which one of it was, but one of them, I think one of them may mention about Rihanna. And you know, they made a good point about Rihanna and how she really you know, was showing off too much of her body and whatnot. You know, one of the ladies in the group referred to, if you keep showing your booby cakes, you know, that's you know, kind of what you're promoting, you know, booby cakes, you know, look, you know, if you're an artist, show your talent. And they were, she, one of the girls in the group said, you know, look, we sold records and, you know, without taking, you know, having, you know, less clothes on, and we still sold records. So that says something. You know, you can do that without, you know, doing that. Because and I agree with them, you know, if you do that, you know, that's going to be a tension there, you know. And you know, it's one thing to maybe express yourself, you know, in a fashion way, and it just depends where your morals are at. I think that with some artists, you know, they do that, and it's a fashion statement. You know, from a personal perspective, they might like, you know, certain items. But I think a lot of artists and stuff, you know, they might have offers from, you know, let's say fashion, let's say a jean company, you know, offers them, say, hey, wear these jeans and, you know, make a fashion statement and, you know, kind of put them on the map or something, or just, you know, we want you and our jeans. So, you know, because we know that you're hot right now. So, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, artists can, you know, wear some stuff from, you know, different, you know, fashion companies that put out, you know, clotheslines and stuff. Like, you know, I think P. Diddy, he puts out some clothes and stuff. And so, I don't think all the time it is, you know, with some artists, it's about, you know, getting attention. And, you know, like, I forgot the girl's name, but she's a young, young artist. She was, actress on a young teen show, and I'm trying to remember her name, but I think she went way over the lines in, you know, showing off, you know, way too much of her body. And I think when you do something like that, it takes away from the skill or the talent that you have, and you draw the focus on your body. You know, I mean, if you take I'm trying to think of some artists. There's a Hispanic lady or you know, Latino lady. I'm not sure which she is, but I know she's pretty big, and I remember they had it on the news that when Paula Abdul, she was had some kind of insurance thing on her butt where, you know, her butt was insured. And, you know, when I hear things like that, you're putting so much focus on that. She was really into fashion, and so she was kind of riding that. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, different artists that have this thing about fashion, and so if different, you know, clothing companies pick up on that, and if she you know, they get together and you know, talk business and say, hey, can you know, carry our not carry our clothing line, but help boost our clothing line by wearing some of our stuff, you know, write up a contract, we can, you know, we can do business. And I think that's great, you know, if you do it in that way. But I think, you know, if you're just wearing stuff and you're showing off more you, and then, you know, the focus is on your body. And but see, I think what it was is I think a lot of people will focus on her body regardless of, you know, the clothes and things that she was wearing. I think that was just part of the Latino culture. And, you know, just like with some, you know, in the Black culture, you know, a lot of Black women are known to have, you know, nice rears. And so you have an artist that, you know, sings or something, and they take advantage of that. But I think, you know, this female, she went even beyond just taking advantage of it. She said she's going to insure it. And so if you're going to ride with that, I guess, you know, you could. But I mean, I wouldn't put so much stock in the, you know, you want to put insurance on the buck, because I don't even know if she actually, she you know, build it up. Did she do, you know, have surgery or something? I'm not even sure, but that's too much stock to me, too much stock in your physical body, and losing perspective of your talent that you have. And, you know, people can see you got talent, so don't draw attention away from that. Just, you know, in my opinion. That's it. That's all I got for today. This is Underdog Blogger. Everyone have a good day. Peace.